The Jonathan Weir Show.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show, all 11 of you. It's the Jonathan Weir Show here, broadcasting live from Rod's house once again. Another very successful podcast behind us from Monday, and I really liked...
It was all right.
I liked the format. I liked we're getting back into news stories instead of just talking about my pathetic life. And
well, your life's getting boring now.
So we're going to
just crying under the covers.
Today we're going to talk about some news stories. We will be talking about meth gators for all of the 11 that were like, I can't wait to hear you and Rod talk about meth gators. I love that you're feeding us stuff like this, like we're an improv troupe, and you're like, I work in customer service. But we're going to talk about meth gators. Then we're going to have Rachel Hillestad on the show. She's a young woman who I nearly ruined the childhood of her child last week. She'll explain that. We're going to play some Google Feud. And then we're going to have Rebecca Crockett, Celebrity Rocket.
Yeah.
That is going to be coming up.
I need to know what's going on with celebrities.
And their rockets. Yeah. The Celebrity Rocket Docket. That's coming up in just a little bit. But first, it's time for the news. I kind of like letting the entire theme play.
But why does the serious news thing immediately make me think of The Onion?
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's the same theme. I don't know. This is just a royalty-free news music that I found on YouTube.
Like, as soon as I hear the music, I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Starting with local stuff in Kansas City, it is now okay and legal to take your dog to the KC Beer Company Beer Garden. The city...
That was a thing?
Apparently, KC Beer Company...
Oh, they're the ones that spell it weird.
Yeah, B-I-E-R.
Yeah, which they is posted, more German traditional spelling.
Right.
Bier!
Bier! That's how Germans spell biatch, too.
Biatch!
That's where we get it from. People think that's an urban thing.
No, it's not Snoop Dogg. Mm-mm. No, mm-mm. That's
it's an Uber thing.
What that is Snoop Dogg's love of Germans. People don't know that, but he is a huge German fan.
Snoop Hundi Hund. Anyway, the beer garden, which apparently they have, you're allowed to take your dog there now, and the dog can drink beer in the beer garden. And they had a picture of a dog, a basset hound, drinking beer.
Oh, now that's funny. I had a basset hound, and Zed. His name was Zed, and he was my best friend in the world. That dog discovered a love of beer. And I was in my 20s when I had him, and we would have people over, and that dog would walk around the house spilling beer and drinking it as fast as he could before somebody went, hey, don't drink that, and took it from him.
See, I didn't know this. I didn't know you could give dogs beer.
Oh, my God, that dog loved beer.
He loved beer. It was a basset hound.
Yeah.
They make sense. That is a beer dog.
It is.
Yeah, yeah.
And he could smell it because he's a basset hound. He could smell a beer a mile away.
Right.
And would, like I said, he would walk around the house and sniff glasses and bottles that were sitting on the floor. And
yeah.
If they smelled like beer, he would spill it and just start lapping it up. Just gong, 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 gong. And you're like, Zed, quit it. And he'd just start drink faster. Like, hurry, quick, before they get it. And then by the end of the night, he'd just be laying on the floor, belly up, like, hey, all right.
Who wants to scratch this? Oh, yeah, you know you do, Sheila.
There's nobody here named Sheila, Zed.
No. Nope.
And how high am I that you're talking to me? So I know there's, like, beer for dogs, but I thought it was non-alcoholic. But no. Apparently your dog drank beer.
Beer, dogs, dogs in general... You know, people think getting trashed is a human thing, and it's not. Like, animals, you know, cats love catnip. It's a thing.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
I think everybody that was a stoner in their teenage years knew someone who had a cat that loved weed.
And I had a friend who had a cat named Buddha, and they would blow weed
in its ear.
In its face.
Well, cats' ears.
They get high through their ears?
Cats, you know how
All right, am I high right now?
No, I'm serious. Cats cannot stand somebody touching their ears.
Okay.
Because a cat's ear goes directly to its brain.
Wow.
So if you blow pot smoke in a cat's ear, it will be trashed.
That is amazing.
These are the things you learn when you grow up as a pothead.
And by the way, I'll say this. I don't think I've ever seen any animal or human being, anything as high as a cat on catnip.
When
I used to give catnip to my cat Mooney, he would just be like a Seth Rogen high in a movie, like that kind of caricature of what being high is, that nobody ever actually is that high.
Right.
He would just be like, "What's up, dude?" Like, if that cat could laugh, he'd have been snickering at everything. So I didn't know that this was a thing, getting your dog drunk, but apparently it is. Second of all, it's so acceptable, though, that it's a selling point.
Yeah.
And they're like, bring your dog here, get him drunk. We're cool with it. Haven't you guys been tired of your dog being sober? Bring it here. We'll get him real drunk.
The good news is I've never met an angry drunk dog. Because, you know, some people get drunk and they start going, yeah, stupid bastard.
Yeah.
But no, all dogs I know of that get drunk are like, love you, man. Come over here and scratch my ear.
All right,
I'm going to hump your leg.
I'm going to get my dog drunk. I'm going to get Gordon drunk. I'm going to get him drunk. I got to do this. I have to.
You find out he's the only mean drunk dog. Because
I can see him being the only mean drunk dog. He's a jerk. I mean, I love him, and I think he loves me.
You'd just be standing on the stairs going, you son of a bitches!
And I don't mean that as a compliment. I mean it how you guys mean, you son of a bitch. But you know what I mean, Dave or Garrett? What is your name?
I'm sick of this dry dog food shit.
Can dogs be alcoholics?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So your dog was an alcoholic?
I think so,
yeah.
A barkaholic.
God. Sorry.
No, he was. He loved beer. And like I said, walk around the house. And if there was a glass of, you know, water or Kool-Aid or anything, he'd sniff it and walk away. If it was a glass of beer, he'd spill it.
Huh.
He did it on purpose. I watched him do it many times.
Wow.
And then Tabitha would get mad. Stop getting my dog drunk. It's like, we're not. He's getting himself drunk. Look at him. And yeah, I'm serious. He'd be belly up on the dining room floor, just happy as he could be, tongue out. Like,
that's so cute.
You know you want to rub my belly. Rub it.
All right, next story. Have you ever heard of the group 1 Million Moms?
No.
It sounds like a
it's like 10,000 Maniacs?
Like the opposite of a punk group. Wasn't there a punk group called like Millions of Dead Cops or something like that?
Yeah. Probably.
It would be like, I don't know, a Devo experiment or something in a punk group, just having a bunch of soccer moms as a punk band. No, it's not that, though. It's worse. 1 Million Moms, it's just basically a group of Karens. They have issued, this is all over Facebook, and I saw it like 3 or 4 times, a boycott of Toy Story 4.
Oh, God. What's wrong with Toy Story 4?
Because of its subtle nod to acceptance of LGBTQ values.
What the fuck? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Rod.
What the hell?
The scene is subtle, and it's in order to desensitize children.
No, it's not. I haven't even seen the movie.
You don't know. Maybe
I haven't even seen the movie, and they're full of shit.
Just a giant lesbian orgy in the middle of Toy Story 4.
I find that hard to believe. And if so, why haven't I seen it yet?
I've seen Toy Story 4, and it's funny. The scene they're talking about, I didn't even notice anything because...
That's because they're making it up.
It's in there. I've seen screenshots of it, and no, it's in there. There's nothing that is objectionable about it, though. Literally, the scene they're describing, the scene they're calling dangerous, and warn parents that they will be blindsided by the subtle but obvious promotion of the LGBTQ lifestyle, is there's a scene where the little girl, Bonnie, is getting dropped off at school.
Okay.
It's her first day of school. She's going in.
Right.
And in the background, these two women drop their daughter off at school and hug her goodbye.
How she runs dare into, they?
And then when they pick Bonnie up, those same women are there. And the girl runs up to the moms and they give her a hug. This turns my stomach.
See, this is what bothers me. First of all, anytime somebody complains about, especially children's movies, and they go, well, it's subtle. That's because you imagine that shit.
Right, right,
okay?
Right, right. Yeah.
It's not subtle. It's just a scene in a movie, a kid's movie, that 99.9% of the kids will never notice.
They won't.
Because it was in the background. And what's wrong with the LGBTQRZ friggin' lifestyle values? So what you're saying is, it's wrong that they like their child,
yeah.
that they are... Both parents are dropping the child off and hugging the child goodbye. And then both parents are there to pick up the kid and happy to see them. And the kid's happy to see the parents and they hug them. And it seems like a nice family.
Right.
We don't need that kind of shit in America.
In America.
In America.
I like,
in my America.
My America. Is it my America or is that my America?
It's my America.
My America. 1 million my America.
My America.
That's
bullshit.
Obviously, I agree with you 100%. I didn't even notice a scene, and now I want to go back and see the movie to see that scene now because I missed it the first time. I guess that's how subtle it was. I've been brainwashed into believing that gays and lesbians are good, decent people.
Normal people.
Who can love children in a familiar way. Oh, how dare they? How dare Disney? Here's what they say. Disney should stick to entertaining instead of pushing an agenda and exposing children to controversial topics. Nobody was exposed to anything. And first of all, I didn't notice a scene. I'm going to go back and see it again. So I'm going to boycott this, I guess. I'm going to have to go back and see the movie.
I'm not going to boycott it.
I'm not going to boycott it. I'm going to boycott it. Two, I think all of these women, all these 1 million moms, and let's be honest, it's probably 78 moms in Idaho. These women are perverts. They're disgusting, sex-crazed perverts because all they do all day is think about sex. When that movie Finding Dory, when that came out, it was the same group criticizing it for the same thing. There's a scene at the aquarium where there's these two women pushing a stroller with a baby in it. So it's saying these two are lesbians. Maybe it's the same lesbian couple like over and over again.
But it is Pixar.
It is Pixar, so maybe. First of all, how do you even know they're lesbians? How do you know these two moms, supposedly moms, are lesbians? Maybe it's a mom and her sister that are raising the
kid.
Maybe it's a mom and her friend who go walking together every day.
Maybe it's a mom, a woman who has a single mother who has a daughter who carpools with a friend.
Right. But these people have to turn it into it's degrading this sexual thing. They're pushing homosexuality on the kid. No, they're not. No, they're not. Because you take it to a very twisted, disturbing level doesn't mean that the rest of us are doing
that. I think you're right.
These are the kind of people that see bananas in a store and see a homosexual agenda in there. Why do the bananas got to be in my face like that? I know what they're trying to say.
There's a lot of penis-shaped food in this store.
I saw a banana with a rainbow sticker on it. I know it's Chiquita's brand. But I know what they're trying to say. It's a subtle nod.
Every time you point, every time you point, I see a penis.
Every time you point one finger, there's one penis pointing at the other person and four penises pointing back
at
you.
That's just penis, penis, penis. Yeah, I think you're right. I think 1 million moms are horny, disturbed.
They're just these sad, cried up.
Because they don't get any at home.
Because they're not getting any. Right. So they're taking it out on the rest of us and trying to ruin everything because they need to see an agenda and stuff because that makes their life more interesting because they need to see sex everywhere because they're not getting any. Third,
that's just sad.
What agenda? What is the agenda? My son goes to school. You can say this is a controversial topic. My son goes to school with not one, not two, but three kids that I know of who are raised... one is raised by two mothers and the other one raised by two dads.
Right.
Raised by gay couples. No one has ever once said anything about it. And the only reason I know this is because I've seen it. I've been in the carpool lane and going to pick up the kids and I've seen them together and they're the same people every day. So I'm like, oh, I guess they're a couple. Maybe they're not. Maybe I'm making the same assumption that these people are.
Did you get excited? Did you get worked up?
I got excited that I'm living in Kansas with gay people. That's what I was excited about.
Wow, those three couples have escaped the lynch mob.
That's awesome. It's not out of the norm to see this. In fact, if you exclude this, if you never have this in any film, that's out of the norm because increasingly a lot of gay couples are adopting children and raising them wonderfully. You freaking monsters.
Well, and that's just it. It you know, you have a problem with this. No one else does. No, especially the kids. Kids don't care. It doesn't mean anything to them. Yeah. It truly doesn't.
No, for me, I was just watching the movie. I was paying attention to the main character. I wasn't paying attention to anything in the background.
I
know they'll claim, well, that's how they get you. That's like a subliminal. That's not how things work. Nobody is tricked into believing anything due to subliminal advertising. Millions upon millions of studies have been done on this. Subliminal advertising or trying to coerce people into believing that something out of the norm is acceptable doesn't work. That's not effective. It has to be upfront, and it wasn't.
No, I think it's silly, and it's million moms looking for something, and I think you're right. I think it's like 46 Helens,
and they all agree.
30 Helens agree. It drives me nuts. Like you said, people looking for something to be angry about, and then I just don't. It would be different if they showed them murdering children. Then
in the middle of a toy story,
that shouldn't be there.
That'd be a little disturbing.
Maybe like if they were like, you know, like in the background of her being dropped off, there was a child abduction going on in the back and nobody cared. Yeah, I would be upset about that.
Like there's one kid that gets dropped off and a guy swoops him with a trench coat.
Yeah, like throws him in a bag, tosses him in the back of the van and drives off and nobody cares. I'd be like, hey, yeah, Pixar, what the fuck?
The parents, stop.
Oh, sorry.
The parents are just there shrugging.
Oh well. Let's go home and make another
one less mouth to feed.
But no, that's not the case. They were in a loving, caring family. Yeah. How dare you?
Okay, I'm gonna end this little story on this point. It just occurred to me. The group is called 1 Million Moms. Mm-hmm. So this 1 Million Moms group has a problem that there are two moms without a dad. But 1 million is okay. Where are the 1 million dads? How come there's no men in your little organization? Are you all lesbians? I'm starting to think so, because you won't let men in. Yeah. Third story, meth gators.
The struggle is real.
Police in a town in Tennessee issued a warning. This is the Laredo Police Department issued a warning on Facebook on Saturday.
Wait, saying, did you say Tennessee?
Yes, Tennessee.
Okay.
Yes. They said, folks, please don't flush your drugs, okay?
Okay.
If it made it far enough that we could create meth gators, that would be a big problem. Authorities warned that discarding of drugs in such a manner could poison marine life in the Shoal Creek and the Tennessee River in North Alabama. Taking a shot against the neighboring state, authorities said, quote, they've had enough methed up animals the past few weeks without our help. So if you need to dispose of your drugs, just give us a call and we will make sure they are disposed of in the proper way.
Okay. Now let's talk about agendas. Okay. Let's see what's really going on here. First of all, who the hell's flushing meth down the toilet?
Nobody.
There's not a mass.
Except for somebody who's on meth and has a bunch of meth in the back and hears this. Police! Police, open up! Then flush you're the flushing
meth,
your meth.
Flush the meth.
I don't care about the gators. Flush the meth.
There's not a bunch of drug dealers running around Tennessee going, I got too much meth. I better flush some. No, they're selling it. And so what they're saying is, don't flush your drugs. Call us. We'll come by and take care of it for you.
Right.
And arrest you for having drugs. Because we're tired of doing actual police work and looking for drug dealers.
Yeah.
Just call us and tell us you're a drug dealer.
Look, we've done a lot of drugs ourselves. And we've been doing all of your drugs. So we're kind of addicted. Could you just bring us more of your drugs? Yeah, nobody believes it. Bring us your drugs and we'll get rid of them for you. Mm-hmm. Is that something that happens? I mean, I might be wrong.
There have been countless stories, which always cracks me up, of somebody trashed, whether it be weed, meth, whatever, call the cops and be like, hey, Steve came in my house and stole my weed.
Yeah.
Go arrest Steve.
Right.
And the cops are like, okay, we're going to go talk to Steve. Well, then we'll be by your place next, okay? Because it's a stupid thing to do.
But here's my question. If I had a bunch of meth, and say I was like, I'm not going to sell this, and I don't want to do meth anymore, but I have to get rid of it. Would going to the police be a viable option, or would I immediately get arrested?
You'd be arrested for possession of meth.
Okay,
Because how the hell did you get that big pile of meth?
I'm just making sure that this wasn't a, that this was a trick and not like them.
No, that's a trick. Okay. That's stupid. Second of all, if you're flushing drugs down the toilet in Tennessee, they're going through you know, the whole Muscle Shoals and all that stuff and getting down there to Florida.
No, Alabama.
Okay, so yeah. There's gators in Bama?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't go to those places.
Okay, Alabama, Louisiana, Florida, they all
have
gators.
Louisiana, Florida. Okay, that makes
Mississippi,
sense.
Mississippi, yeah. To an extent, but it's not as much. They don't have as much of a coastline.
That's because even the gators are afraid to go to parts of Mississippi. Even the meth gators are afraid to go to parts of Mississippi. They're like, uh-uh.
So here's my question. First of all, which would be your favorite animal to see on meth? For me, a sloth. I want to see a meth out sloth.
That would be interesting.
Because sloths move so slow.
Right.
I want to see if you gave a sloth meth, would it just be like, hey, I'm like a regular monkey?
Suddenly it's a monkey. Yeah. It's climbing
would it
trees.
Would it fix it?
They have big claws if you don't want an angry sloth. Like a methed out angry sloth.
That's how I want to die. If I ever get to the point where I'm like, I'm done with this world.
I'm going
to
find a sloth. I'm going to force feed it meth and then piss it off and wait till it rips me apart.
Yeah. Just so people be like, well, he died in the most unique way ever. No one's ever been killed by a sloth before. Well, except for that one guy who's walked through the jungle and the sloth fell on his head.
Accidentally. And the sloth was asleep. He had no idea.
Yeah.
No, that would be interesting. I would think like a... like an otter.
An otter?
An otter just whacked out on meth would be hilarious and really cute. Because they would be like swimming so fast and constantly poking their head up above water going, what was that? Did you hear that? What was that? Somebody's here. Dude, is that somebody over there? I think that's somebody over there.
Wait, what about a beaver? Because they build the dams?
Yeah.
Right. Just think of if it was a tweaker beaver.
Well, then there'd be a lot of half-built dams.
But that half that they built would be so meticulous.
Oh, it'd be really good.
It'd be a really
good
dam.
That half would be done really well.
So you need to get two beavers meth.
Yeah, well, you just got to make sure they don't run out. Because that's what happens is tweakers get all excited and they're like, I'm going to paint the living room. And they move all the furniture and they tape off all the edges and they put out the drop cloth and then the meth runs out and they go to sleep. And then 2 weeks later, you're sitting in a house full of drop cloths and tape going, what the hell? It's like, I'm going to paint this living room if I ever get some more meth. Got to save up for that. It's expensive.
But I think it's funny that the police department's only concerned about alligators. What about all of the other flora and fauna and all the little woodland critters that might be affected by this that aren't alligators? I mean, I get it. Alligators are terrifying.
Well, yeah.
Especially methed out alligators. But I just think that it's unfair to the other animals. Like, I bet there's probably somewhere, a deer hearing this story be like, you know, I could mess somebody up too if I was on meth. You give me some meth, I'll just jump right through your car. I'll take out your baby.
There's a bunch of swamp frogs methed out of their minds going, gators, we need to get more meth.
Would you stop?
Sorry. Hey, you bleeped it. See, no big deal. So, yeah, there's a bunch of frogs out there just methed up, hopping around.
Yeah.
They're like, we need more meth.
Did you know? Well, forget meth gators, or maybe combine meth gators. Did you know there's radioactive gators? But it's true.
Seriously,
there's a containment pond or contaminated pond in off of the Savannah River. I guess this is in Georgia, where they also have gators. The pond is home to two radioactive alligators, dubbed by workers as Tritigator and Deoxinator. After two of the wastes, radioactive tritium and toxic dioxin.
Okay, none of those are real words.
Radioactive gators is what we have. Gators
okay,
that glow
so
in the
dark.
Okay,
so what you're telling me is we in the southern, along the Gulf Coast, are trying to create methed out Godzilla.
You've heard of Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, no, this is Metha Godzilla. You give radiation to gators, they're going to grow into Godzilla,
yeah,
kind of, and then they're going to be on meth, and so they're going to be stomping around the city going, I know you got more meth!
You know, if this
it's
is
just Godzilla with a big glass pipe in his hand, knocking buildings down, going, where the hell did I leave my meth?
If this is how humanity ends, I'm fine with it. All right, coming up on the Jonathan Weir Show with Rod Babcock podcast, we are going to talk about how last week, if I were an employee of myself, I would have fired myself. Why? Because I gave out the wrong phone number for the text line, and it was a random listener's number.
And it just happened to be a listener.
It just happened to be a listener. She's going to be on the show with us. She's going to be here. Her name is Rachel Hillestad, and she's going to be with us to explain what that was like when all of a sudden you freaking monsters out there just started texting her phone incessantly. That's coming up here on the Jonathan Weir Show.
I'm Rod. I'm here.
Joining us. Okay. Edward. Joining us on the phone is somebody who is very excited about being on the show. Her
hey,
name.
Jonathan.
Yes. Yes.
I got a new Ring doorbell camera today. I live in Johnson County. This is exciting. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you live in Johnson County, that's a prerequisite. If you don't have a
True.
Ring doorbell camera, that means that you're the person that they have to have the Ring doorbell
True.
Camera for. Right.
This yeah. Is true. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, okay. That's why I thought there was more to that. Anyway, the person I'm about to introduce right now wanted me to introduce her as Scotty Too Hottie Oot Oot Jizz Jizz.
Oh, my poor husband.
Her name is
Scotty Too Hottie Oot Oot Jizz Jizz.
Jizz. But Rod had his pinky pointed up in the air when he said that.
Absolutely.
Just like he was sipping some sweet, sweet tea. Her name is actually Rachel Hillestad, or Hillestead.
Yeah.
And Rachel, last Thursday we were doing a segment that we do.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell your story.
Okay. Thank you.
Tell your little story.
So last week we were doing a segment that we did on the show when it was on air, which was easier because we had a dedicated text line.
Right.
Called text us the
excuses.
Uh-huh. Called text okay. us the truth.
Right.
And I'd also set up a burner line for like a
Crystal,
little text
stop,
line that
stop,
we can
stop,
use for the show.
Stop.
Yes.
Are you
yes.
in the like CIA with the burner lines off?
I didn't want to give out my actual phone number because
well,
then
true.
People would be calling yeah. me just like they were you. So
here's
anyway.
The thing. John has never been a drug dealer, but he knows a couple.
Sure.
And
yeah.
they told him, go get a burner
go
phone.
Get a burner
right.
phone, boy.
Right. I get it.
Point is, I set up this burner phone so people could text us the text us the truth stuff, and then it would be really cool because I'd read it off there and Facebook
right.
Live.
Mm-hmm.
You had texted me earlier when I gave out the text number on Facebook, and when I went to put the number up on Facebook Live for text us the truth, I put up your phone number instead of the burner phone number because I'm an idiot. And I'm not going to make any excuses
Jonathan,
for it.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that?
I feel really bad about it, as you know, because it didn't dawn on me. Rod and I are doing this text us the truth thing. We're not getting any text. And I'm like,
right.
what the hell's going on? I did that burner thing. We got like over 200 people texted that burner line.
Yeah.
It seemed
yeah,
really cool.
You know what, Jonathan? Some yeah. of them texted my 7-year-old daughter.
Oh.
So we'll talk about that in a second.
Octonauts. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. So I put the text line up on Facebook Live. I'm wondering why we're not getting any text. We do the thing.
We're doing the show. We're having fun with it.
After I'm done.
We keep saying the
go,
number.
Well, this seems
it's
crazy
printed,
because.
It's printed right on the screen.
Even I wouldn't be this stupid. But maybe there's a chance that I accidentally put the wrong phone number up. And then I
right.
looked at my burner phone number.
Like it was supposed to be 21 and you
yeah.
put 12
yes.
maybe or something.
And then
right.
I looked at my burner phone number and I realized I did put up the wrong phone number.
Completely.
And then I was like, well, this is fine because I put up some random number that probably doesn't belong to anybody. And they realized, no. I put up the phone number of the last person I talked to, which was Rachel. So then I frantically start calling her going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know what I'm doing. And please don't hate me.
which was amazing because I connected with you in that, like, I have severe anxiety. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I just left my job. And now I have sent you terrible things, and you're going to you're going to sue me.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I immediately thought. I was like, oh, my gosh, she's going to sue me.
I'm
so screwed.
I'm a child predator because our kid was on the phone.
See, I didn't know that part. That part made it so much worse.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've got it all set up, Jonathan. Like one move from a fucking predator.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. My daughter says to me, hey, mama. And I'm thinking, like, okay, what? She wants to play another game, you know, another $1.99, whatever. Mommy, what if I flew to Philly and took a shit in the lobby of Intercom Meme? Rod, this is Rod. You have a small child. This is not funny.
Okay.
Then my husband arrives home, and he's like, "Oh my lord!" But he's dying laughing because you guys are his idols. So I'm okay. So
that's sad.
Then there's another one. My wife needs to take a long walk off a short pier. I've been in love with my best friend, who is a priest, for 30 years.
Oh my God! So these are all our Texas the truths that we weren't getting.
Yeah,
and then there was a joke. Don't apologize to me. Apologize to my lawyer. Okay. So they're saying all these things. She's saying these things, and then she's like, "The one that got me was, Mom, why is a straw in a cat's butt?" It was some guy sent something about a straw in a cat's butt, and I don't know what was happening, but I started blacking out, and I was like, all of my parenting has been undone by these two douche canoes. And I don't know what to do. So they're in therapy, you know.
Yeah, they're ruined forever.
They're ruined forever. Yeah.
Yeah. Because somebody who would actively call me a douche canoe, their children have never heard language like was coming over the text
line. Never. Never.
Yeah. Never. Never. Yeah.
So
I called her and then frantically waited for her to call me back.
Your brain was on fire.
Oh, you have no idea. I powered through with Xanax.
Did you take Xanax?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, because today I accidentally took Vyvanse instead of Prozac. Look them up. Google them. Okay? No. Listen to me, Jonathan. They look exactly the same. I accidentally took my son's meth. Now, if this gets out worldwide, just listen. If this gets
I'm
out,
listening.
It means that if I'm arrested, if I'm arrested, I get three hots and a cot for at least a night, right? With no one asking me for anything.
Sure,
and
sure.
As a mother, that's great.
Yeah, that's a break. That's a break from your motherly duties.
Right. But what I got from you, listen to me. What I got from you was that, like, when you called back, it was a very, like, I'm so sorry. Please love me vibe.
Yeah, that's my. Are you kidding me? That's my constant vibe.
That's all Jonathan
is. That is my only vibe. Yeah.
And I think you need to, like, just be able to let stuff go, and say this is okay.
Mm-hmm. No, like, I'm not letting this one go. I'm still so you. If you have anxiety like I do, you know that you repeat scenarios that could have happened.
Right.
Over and over. And in my head, I'm thinking, what if that hadn't been somebody cool like Rachel and it had been some, you know, jackass listener who, you know, was looking for a cool payout of my severance check or something.
Listen, though. Is that even
they could have blackmailed me into giving me the... Yeah.
Is that even something you can sue? Well, this isn't my...
No, it isn't. It isn't. You can't possibly sue for what I did. You can't.
I was going to say, there's not...
I talked to a lawyer, and they said...
You're so full of crap.
You did not.
I most certainly did.
Rodney. Roderick. What's your full name, Rod?
It's Rod. He's full of crap.
You did not talk to a lawyer.
I didn't talk to a lawyer. So, yeah, she called me back and was laughing hysterically and telling me that they were dying laughing, and I felt like a million pounds just melt off of my shoulders. Like, oh, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah.
It was harrowing. It was scary. I can tell you now, the only time I've been more frightened, and this is a podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to worry about anything with this.
No.
The only time I was more frightened than this was a couple of months ago when I was at KMBZ. The board op, who was one of the board ops who was replacing Rod, had left my mic on.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know it. And the mic wasn't just on, it was potted up. And I was sitting there talking to Rebecca over the show on After Mine, going like, ah, God damn it, this stupid ass bull. It just like cursing and stuff. I had no idea.
I love it.
Yeah.
So was Rebecca mad at you or was she okay?
I don't know if Rebecca knows about this, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you should tell her about it.
I will definitely tell her about
yourself.
It. I will let Rebecca know. Like, if she needs any more ammunition to think I'm a moron.
True.
Than she already has.
True.
Hey,
I have a question for Rod.
Yes. Yes.
So, I watched Dexter all seasons.
Yes.
I'm a little concerned about you. Because
why is that?
Are you still doing the Uber?
A little bit, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I thought she said the herb, and I was like, he is not doing the herb.
Yeah. Is it legal in Missouri? I don't know.
Not yet.
Almost. It's almost there.
Almost there.
It's getting close.
Into the summer.
Medicinally, anyway.
Yes. Okay. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yes, quote, medicinally. So, Rod, I was watching Dexter season 1, episode 1, and there's a guy who's a pedophile. And what is my deal with pedophiles?
I don't know. Do you have children? Hopefully.
I do, and I'm terrified of pedophiles.
Yeah.
But that's a good thing.
I don't know too many people who are like, I'm comfortable with pedophiles. That's fine. Yeah.
But in Dexter takes care of the pedophile by, I think the guy's an Uber driver, which is...
No, Dexter was predated Uber. Like I think he was a cab driver.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was a cab driver. I mean, same thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure. Potter. Totally the same thing.
So yeah.
The guy, like, sat in the back behind him and strangled him. So when you have people get in your Uber, have them sit diagonally back from you.
Interesting.
Man, Rachel, you do have the anxiety. Because my brain hasn't even gone there yet with Rod and Uber. It would have gone there if I was doing Uber.
Yeah.
I would have totally.
You know what's...
Yeah. I'd be like, no, you got to sit in on the other side, pal. And if you got a garrotta, you need to let me see it.
Okay, here's the thing. If your listeners want me back, here's what they need to do. The women... No, they won't. The women need to chime in and say, shaving is bullshit. Guys get hotter as they age, but women don't. We have to get Botox from Mirabli MD. That's about it right now.
That's it?
So,
okay.
I have some more, but I just...
Here's the deal. Rachel, you can be on the podcast with us anytime you want, but you have to take your son's ADD medication.
Dude, but my husband's going to hear this, and he's going to be like, why did I marry you?
Let's plug your blog real quick, though. You have a blog,
so
right?
It's not a no one reads a blog. It's not 1995. So it's www.fb for Facebook, because it rules the world, / Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Hillestead, H-I-L-L-E, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A, D as in dog.
Hillestead, okay.
Yeah.
And then .com?
No.
Oh, I guess not.
No, it's just, it's just Facebook.
I like it when people say, this, like I'm not an idiot.
You're not. But so it started out as like I have a lot of trouble with OCD and anxiety. And then I started talking about foster care, which is terrifying, right? Like you think about the stereotypes of foster parents. We fostered 73 kids and just stopped. But like, that was a lot. It was a lot. So I posted a lot about that. And then, I just post stuff, man.
Rachel Hillestad. Okay, how do you say your name?
Yeah.
Hillestad, thank
Hillestad,
you.
Hillestad, yeah.
On Facebook, you go there, you can see her blog. And you have 34,000 people like your blog.
Yeah.
Or your Facebook page. That's amazing. We only have 5,000 people.
Hey, listen. We got to go on the Steve Harvey show, which was kind of cool. And then my mom's calling.
We're more important.
And then what else happened? I drug my husband along on that to talk about OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a foster care post about my son, my foster son's toothbrush being left behind in the car that went kind of crazy viral. So that's the only reason why. It's not like I'm cool. It's just
happened. No, you're very cool.
Thanks.
But yeah, it's so FB Rachel Hillestad.
No, stop. How old are you, Jonathan?
I'm 900,052.
Grief.
It's FB.com.
Forward slash. Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L. It's number 27 of popular names in 1979, so everyone's named Rachel. Hillestad.
I'll make this easier for you. Just Google Rachel Hillestad. That's the first thing that comes up is her Facebook page. Congratulations on being our random phone number that we have our entire audience text. If you want your phone number to be texted by all 11 of our audience, just text it to me right now, and I will put it out for
everybody. And for all you moms listening, remember, the ADD medication you give your son can help you clean that house.
All right, Rachel, thank you so much. All right, that was great. Bye. Quick Patreon update. Monday, when we last did this,
yes,
we said we had 115 people who've signed up for Patreon, and we'd like to get to 150 by the end of the month. I am more than happy to tell you that in the 2 short days, we had over a dozen people sign up with us on Patreon. And several people, actually 4 people, I'll say their names now. Let's see, we had Courtney, Daniel, Lara, I'm never sure how they prefer that to be pronounced, and our a good friend of the show, and just love this woman absolutely, and her son Nicholas, Jerry Parscale.
Oh, I love Jerry and Nick.
All donated $99.
Nicholas has very good taste in shoes.
He's got amazing. Yeah, I forgot about that.
He's into the Chuck Taylors like myself.
His taste in shoes is almost as good as his taste in talk shows. He's a big fan of another great show. Anyway, those people all gave us $99, which means that we're going to go out to lunch with them.
Yeah.
And they can hang out with us on the show.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We are only 21.
Please know that lunch consists of drive-through.
Oh, it's not going to be expensive.
No.
Yeah,
no,
we told you that, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, point is, we are 21 people, 21 away from our end-of-the-month goal. Our end-of-the-month goal is 150. So if you go to Patreon right now, you don't have to donate $99 like those people did. But you can donate $5, you can donate $12, $25, $50, and all those come with really awesome benefits, too. Again,
today's the 17th, so we've got a little bit of time to get. What we have, how many do we need?
We need 21.
We need 21 more?
Yeah, that's our goal for the end of the month. Oh, 21 more.
That.
You give us. Oh, we can do it, Rod. Ye have little faith. Believe in the 11.
You know what? I give up. Never. I don't even want to do this. No way that's going to happen.
If we don't get 150 by the end of the month, Rod is going to quit again.
Now there's a history.
Because if we don't get the money, then we just can't keep this going. So our goal is have 150 Patreons by the end of the month. The way to go to our Patreon website and donate to us and subscribe to the membership for the show is go to weirshow.com, W-I-E-R-show.com, and scroll down a little bit. There's a link to our Patreon right there.
Wait, W-I-E-R?
W-I-E-R.
W-I-E-R.
W-I-E-R. Show. I'm free, except for C, especially if you're German. Weirshow.com. Find our Patreon there. Donate what you can. 5, 12, 25, 50, 99. You know, the sky's the limit. You could donate $2,000 if you wanted for us.
You donate $2,000, Rod will do whatever disgusting thing you ask. And I'll do it with a smile on my face.
Or a frown if you want.
Or if that's what you're into, sure.
You freaking weirdo.
I like shakes. Shakes are good.
Have you ever lived in a haunted house?
I lived in an apartment one time that was questionable.
Yeah.
Seriously, I'm really not a haunted house kind of person. Usually that's crap, or it's obviously Old Man Johnson from the amusement park who wears a mask and scares kids at night.
And he would have gotten away with it too.
I just wanted the money from the oil rights. Anyways, so no, I usually don't buy into that shit, but I did live in an apartment that made me question things once. Why do you ask, sir?
You remember Monday show, I talked about how I smashed my guitar and unleashed. I got the demons out.
Yeah, the rage and
really
fury.
I really actually believe there might have been demons that I released from that guitar.
Okay.
Listen to what happened. Yesterday, I came home from, I don't remember where, somewhere. Oh, I came home from having drinks with Michael Mackey.
Yes.
And I go to the garage, and I'm in the garage, and I'm checking things out, looking at the laptop, which, by the way, Cody Akins at AkinsPCRepair.com, loaning us the laptop that we're using to record the show.
This really badass laptop.
He's got a lot of, by the way, a lot of really awesome refurbished laptops up there if you want to go by and, you know, help out our friend Cody.
Cody Akins.
Helps us out, too, because he's
he fixed my tablet or my laptops. Yeah. And made my phone fly through walls.
Just great, great friend of the show. So go check out his refurbished laptops if you are in the market for a new laptop. Or get your phone fixed there, because he fixes phones too. Anyway, I went in, checked out the laptop, and the laptop's not charging. And I was like, that's weird, because it's plugged in, because there's a plug in
right.
the back of
Why
it.
Would it not
And I go over to
charge.
The outlet, and I'm like wiggling it around in the outlet. Then I go...
I wiggled it around, and then I checked the plug.
And all of that still sounds dirty. And I go back to the laptop. It's still not charging. And so I go over the outlet again.
Helicopter.
Pull the thing out of the wall and pull the cord up. And when I pull the cord up, I noticed it's not giving me any resistance. It pulls straight up. On the other end of the extension cord that I was pulling out was a severed live wire.
What the hell?
That had been attached to this laptop. Somehow, when I was gone, the wire for the laptop was severed.
When you say severed.
Yeah. It was. I showed it to Cody. He was like, that looks like it was cut.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Not like chewed.
No. That's it wasn't chewed. It was a straight, clean cut. And
you've got one of these rare Johnson County mice.
Right. There's no way that my wife did it, because she wouldn't. And no way that one of the kids did it, because if they'd done, I think they would have been electrocuted.
Possibly.
I mean, I think the way outlets work now, they know when it's not getting return or whatever. So they shut down, because the outlet actually burnt out. The outlet's destroyed.
So it shorted like it was cut.
Yeah. So it shorted like it was cut. Yeah. The laptop's fine, by the way, which is awesome. But the wire was severed.
You know what it is?
What?
Your neighbor. She is tired of listening to you in the garage screaming into a microphone. And she's like, I will put an end to this shit right now. And she went over and cut that cord.
Her name is Karen.
Aha!
She's like, I always hear him talking. She's the nicest person in the world. She would never do this. But then again, maybe she hears me all the time going, you know how Karen is.
Carol, sorry. Sorry. So anyways,
But besides that, though, I don't know what happened, but now my garage door opener doesn't work. The garage door opener is broken.
Yeah?
It's not connected to the same circuit, even like the circuit breaker.
Yeah.
It's not even connected to the same circuit as the outlet that was destroyed by this wire getting cut. The garage door opener isn't working. The power won't go on to it. The outlet that it's plugged into works. Because I plugged something else into that. I think my house is possessed. I think at least the garage is.
So what you're saying is the guitar that you had all those years held some sort of demon within its wood.
Yes. Yes.
And you broke it and released that demon.
I hold some demons that I release in my wood, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's always demons in the wood. Everybody knows that. There's always demons in the wood.
Demons, semen, whatever. Anyway, so point is, semen demons. I don't remember what the point was. The point was I'm scared. I'm afraid for my life. I think that your
garage is haunted.
Yeah, my garage is haunted because it doesn't make any sense. There's no way that was cut by anybody in my house. They would have been hurt, I assume, or something would have happened if they had done it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking... It's either your neighbor or it is Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And
she cut it and then plugged it back in.
And then was like, ha, he'll never know it was me. He will spend the rest of his days wondering.
No, Katie, just like me, is afraid, like terrified of electricity. She got shocked.
You should be.
She got shocked when she was little. She's terrified.
Everybody gets shocked when they're kids.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Blah, blah, blah.
You were telling me one time you and your friends were watching some scary movie. And it's not that your house was haunted, but you were convinced something was
convinced.
Going on.
We were convinced. I had a friend of mine. I lived in apartments when I was a kid. And my buddy Robbie lived in the same apartments. And we hung out all the time. His mother was a single mom. And she worked as a bartender. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of nights that Robbie was home alone. And so like one of his mother's best friends lived across the, across the way or the corridor, it wasn't like a hallway because it wasn't inside, but across the breezeway in the apartment. So she would keep an eye on us. And on the nights that she had to work and Robbie would have to be home, I would come and spend the night. So Robbie wasn't by himself. And then the neighbor across the breezeway would come in and check on us once in a while. So the point is, it's like a Friday night. It's really late. The two of us are home in this apartment alone, eating snacks and watching TV. And we were watching scary movies on the cable. And I don't even remember what movie it was. It was some scary movie. And we're like, yeah, we're going to watch this scary movie because it's awesome. I'm like 12 years old at this point. So we watched a scary movie. And it turns out to be really scary.
Do you remember the movie?
No. I wish I could. I do not. Anyways... the movie's over and we are terrified. And we are two 12-year-old kids scared to death in this apartment by ourselves. And we're laying in the room and we're trying to go to bed. And Robbie had one of those beds that has the bed that pulls out underneath. I guess it's a day bed. Mm-hmm. So there's one bed on the floor next to a normal bed. And I'm laying on the bed on the floor and he's laying on the regular bed. And we're both really scared and I need to go to sleep. But I'm afraid I'm going to have nightmares. And then we start hearing this like, I'm like, what in the hell? And it just keeps going. And I mean, we are terrified. I mean, seriously, I'm like shaking and crying and I'm so afraid. And obviously someone is coming to kill us.
Right.
And we just keep hearing.
It just makes sense. Why wouldn't they?
We just keep hearing this thump, 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 like on a wall. And this goes on for a ridiculously long time. Here again, two 12-year-old boys crying in a room, hiding under the covers, sure that, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is about to walk in and, the Leatherface and cut us up in little pieces. And finally, the afraid goes on too long to the point that now we're mad. And now we're two 12-year-old boys with kitchen knives and flashlights, and we're going out to face the danger.
You're like the kids from It or,
or Stranger Things or something, right? And we're like, ugh! And man, I don't think I've ever been that afraid in my life. And the two of us, we go to the back door, and apartments, you're on the second floor, you have that little balcony, you know what I mean? And we throw open the door to the balcony, and we rush out there. Ah! And I'm not making this up. We both have kitchen knives and flashlights and they're 12-year-old kids. And we run out onto the patio like, bring it on. And there's no one there. And we're standing there looking around and we realize that hanging in the corner is a dead potted plant. And the wind is blowing just enough that this dead potted plant is beating against the wall of the house going... And that's what it was the whole time. And it was continuing. And so as we're standing there looking at it, going bump, bump against the wall, we both just start cracking up. Because, it's the funniest thing in the world now that we were so, I'm surprised I didn't shit all in that bed. It was so afraid. So
is you see that and you would go, oh, thank God. It was just that. Ha, it's so funny. If I was 12 and I had seen that, I would have seen it and be like, they tricked me into coming out here. Now they're going to really kill us.
Because the real danger is right under this balcony.
So here's my story similar to that. I was young. There was this news story about this horrible couple who had a baby that they left to die in a dumpster. And it was a news story.
Oh, that's
it was a big
funny.
Hold on. It's not funny, but it was a horrible story. The baby didn't die. They saved the baby.
But they had left it to die in the dumpster, but it was discovered, it was found, and because somebody heard it crying. And I saw the news story on the news and then went to sleep. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and out in the distance, like, imagine like some kind of like Hound of the Baskervilles type of thing, like out in the moors in the fog.
There in Illinois. Like, the Illinois.
Yeah, the Illinois moors. Yeah. I'm hearing. Like that. And I go up to the window and I open it and it slides. Like that. So I don't even put my like shoes on or anything. I run outside and I'm running, like echolocating the sound and getting closer to it. Yeah. I'm convinced it's obviously a baby. I just saw the news story.
Crackhead baby.
Somebody left an off-the-grid crack baby in a ditch outside of my house. And I'm running, and I don't have shoes on. I trip over a root. The sound is like right next to my ears. I trip over the root. I get up. I push myself up on my arms, and I can see what is making the sound. It is not a baby. It's two cats fucking.
I knew it. One cat getting raped by another.
Yes, that's literally what it was. It was one cat just giving it to the other one, and the other one was like, ah! And I can honestly say that was more disturbing than a baby.
Especially since they both looked at you like, a little privacy here, fucker?
No, one had a look of, please help me. The other one was like, shh.
This is none of your business.
Just turn around and walk away, buddy. Ready? Just walk away. You wimp. You're not going to do anything. Cat rape. Boop, boop.
Cat rape.
All right. It is time on the show, because it is Wednesday, and I used to say, like, time, but I guess time doesn't exist anymore. It is Wednesday. It's time to take a little ride on Rebecca Crockett's Celebrity Rocket!
So this is gossip.
Looks pretty good.
Blast off!
Hey, Rebecca!
You didn't do, like, the little, like, mic thing. Can you, like...
I can't. It's all the way over there.
It's over there.
It's all the way over there.
Turning the volume knob.
It's all the way over there over here.
Can you try?
I gotta try? Hey, Rebecca! What's up?
What's on the docket for the Rocket tonight, Miss Crockett?
Okay, there's a new Avengers movie coming out, and I am super excited about it.
It's an Avengers movie? I thought they were all dead.
No, they're not all dead.
No, remember they got the dust broom.
Some of the most important are still alive.
And they swept them all up.
Guess which one is doing another movie?
Hawkeye. Please tell me it's Hawkeye.
It is not.
Everybody wants more Jeremy Renner.
Nope.
I know.
No,
I can't get enough Hawkeye.
No,
I don't know what
you
that
guys,
means.
It's either. Thor 4. Thor.
Oh,
another
okay.
Thor
are,
movie.
Wait, okay, are you telling us the name of the movie, or did you just develop a sudden speech impediment?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you the name of the movie.
Thor
it's
4.
Thor 4. It's Thor 4. Like, the fourth installment of Thor.
Has anybody had four movies?
There is going to be somebody out there with a speech impediment who calls this Four Thor.
Four Thor.
Stop.
For sure. For Thor. Thor
anyway,
Thor.
They're making a fourth Thor movie.
Yes, and you know how great Thor Ragnarok was.
Yes, I do.
I will agree
it
with that.
It was fantastic.
The first Thor was okay. The second Thor kind of sucked.
Yes,
Ragnarok terrible. Was great.
The second
okay,
Thor I
well,
thought was the worst.
This one's directed by Taika Waititi. Is that
Taika Waititi, yes. Yeah.
What okay. is that?
He's okay. the director of Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah,
he
and he's
also,
directing this one.
He also directed What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, that's right.
He's
so
really,
be
really
great.
Funny. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So he's the one that did Ragnarok.
Yeah.
Ragnarok.
Yeah, he did Ragnarok and also What We Do in the Shadows.
Rock Rag?
Something else. I think it was Eagle
yeah,
and Shark or something.
Was
it was with one of the guys from Flight of the Conchords. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't
yeah,
know what
exactly.
I'm talking about. Stop. Mm-hmm. Stop it.
No,
stop.
She's
okay.
agreeing.
Insulting to me.
There's some bad news, though.
What?
There's bad news for fans of the Japanese manga.
The hell are you talking about?
You know, the Japanese manga.
Yeah.
Because that's what Watiti was supposed to make a live action version of.
Of what?
The Japanese manga.
I know the answer to this. What, Akira. Akira, he was supposed to make. Yeah. You've heard of Akira, right? It was this anime that was really popular like back in 2000 or
was
so.
It, was it one of them porno anime things?
No. With no demons
monsters?
Or anything. No. It was just.
That stuff freaks me out.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'll watch it, but it's still weird.
Right. It was just this really popular anime movie that was. Like, as popular as an anime movie could get. So, like, 12 people in one city in America. So
like Ghost in the Shell.
Anime is pretty popular.
Okay.
It's just not popular between the three of us.
Right.
Anyway,
that's
it's on hold
Japanese
indefinitely.
Japanese Mango?
No, that is the movie that is not being made because he was going to make that.
Oh, because he's agreed to do this one instead.
Because he's doing Four Thor.
Thor 4.
Thor 4.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, this just in.
Yep.
R. Kelly. He's a dirtbag.
No.
You know what we missed because of, you know, all of the personal and emotional turmoil as of late?
R. Kelly. Fired?
Yeah. R. Kelly was arrested.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was arrested. Yeah, he's facing charges for child abduction and statutory rape.
Finally.
And all sorts of horrible stuff.
Well, but they said, and everybody was going on about, we're going to storm Area 51. They're like, why don't we storm R. Kelly's place? He can't possibly pee on all of us.
Oh, yes, he can.
Oh, yes, he can.
That man's stream is mighty. Mightier than the Mississippi.
Oh, gosh. Okay, well, R. Kelly, he's been ordered to be held without bail.
Really?
And prosecutors described him as an extreme danger to the community, especially to minor girls.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's all knew that.
Something that's been true since,
no
like,
shocker. No
1992.
Shocker here.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, not
but
a shocker.
I'm glad he's finally in jail.
Wasn't he, like, on TV talking about how he was innocent?
Yeah, he was crying, remember?
Yeah, that was bad.
I didn't do it! He did that crying thing where it's not a real cry, it's just a guy trying to convince you that
I wish
he's
I was crying right
sympathy.
Now because then
yeah,
you might buy the story.
Yes. Whining to gain sympathy. My son, Finn, has started doing this, not for the same reasons as R. Kelly.
I was going to say, peeing on chicks and keeping them prisoner in the house?
Yeah, actually, he does that. I guess that does describe his relationship with my wife. Only, at least R. Kelly was getting sexual gratification out of it. Finn's just a jerk.
Oh, my God.
I just realized toddlers have the same relationship as R. Kelly does with women. Yeah. They pee all over them and keep them trapped in the house and make them, like, serve them and clean up after them.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's his dream. He just wants to be a baby.
It's just little,
that's where he peaked.
Little toddler R. Kelly's.
Anyway, but he's doing the same thing.
So what's Finn crying about?
Finn just... Anytime he wants something, he doesn't cry anymore. He literally looks at you, deadlocks eye contact, and goes, "Wah!"
He actually makes the fake cry sound.
He doesn't even no. It doesn't even sound like he's crying.
Even,
he's
like saying the word "wah."
He's just looking at us and going, "Wah!"
This is the part in the script where I cry.
You paying attention? Because, wah! Either that or back to Burgess Meredith. He's telling us he's going to go all penguin on.
Okay, back to R. Kelly.
R. Kelly.
Okay, the prosecutors also said that he has a unique ability to influence and intimidate witnesses and victims.
What, no, that's not
that
unique,
continues
I guess?
To this day.
Yeah.
That's not a unique ability. That's a checkbook.
I think it's not just that. I think he released just a diss track. Piss track.
You know, like his in the attorneys... movies
where the puff of smoke comes up and then the guy disappears?
Yeah.
R. Kelly just does that with urine. He just pees into the air, and when you're going, what the hell? He runs off.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so ready to be done with this. Anyway, Kelly's attorney's arguing that he is not a flight risk because he doesn't have any money. Mm. And he also claims, you know what? There's no evidence that he's a risk to minors at all at this point.
What do you think he's been charged with? They have evidence. Otherwise, they wouldn't have charged him.
Jeez.
Yeah, but you haven't proven it yet.
Yeah, just ask the chiefs how that works.
Yeah, right.
Hey, right, we're going to spend a lot of money on streaming services this year.
Like all of us? The three of us?
Who's streaming?
Yeah, well,
wait, we went from R. Kelly to a story about streaming.
I thought we were still talking about R. Kelly.
I can't get away from
it. And he's
going to
pay for that streaming.
I'm like stuck here. Anyway, so the collective us, meaning us three and the other 11 combined, are going to spend $26 billion on music and video subscription services this year.
I hate to tell you this, but I ain't got no money.
Yeah. I had to cut back a little bit, obviously.
Really? Why?
Because I was... Oh, by the way, you said earlier, you said something wrong. You said I was fired. According to the Kansas Unemployment Insurance Office, I was not fired. I was laid off.
Oh, wow. Well,
wait, what's the difference?
She said fired would mean that...
You don't get unemployment.
I don't get unemployment. Well, not necessarily, but fired would mean that I did something.
Yeah,
leading up
you did
to
something
it
and bad had, that caused been, you to be fired.
Had yeah,
but you did something great.
Right, I only brought in great ratings and worked my ass off for them. So I guess that's what I did. But I got if being fired would mean like I'd been warned, and if I did it again, then I'd be fired, which would probably mean I wouldn't get unemployment insurance. But because I was let go with no notice and for budgetary reasons, according to them, I was laid off. So I get to tell people that now.
So when people text on the text line and say, what happened to Jonathan Weir? I'm not going to say he got fired. I'm going to say he got laid off.
There you go. Okay. Weir Show. And then say weirshow.com. WIERshow.com. All right. Anyway, streaming services. We're
Which
spending a lot of money
streaming.
On streaming services.
Streaming services. So last year, they were spending $20 billion. So it's gone up $6 billion this year.
Wow.
And that's actually doubled since 2017. My issue here is how, you know, they're separating all of those streaming services and everybody's like got their own streaming services. So are people going to be spending a lot more now? I would assume so.
I would.
I do know that there. I think it's funny because the collective of everyone hating cable companies and refusing to deal with cable companies anymore has caused everyone to go to the streaming, the Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon. And all of these networks and all of these companies have sat back and watched Hulu, Amazon, and Netflix do this and have now seen, especially Netflix, making their own programming, Hulu trying to, Amazon's done a couple. And seeing that, wow, this is a very viable thing. Now they're all yanking their services, yanking their...
We're talking about R. Kelly again?
Yanking their wanky. No, they're all pulling their services away from these streaming... from Netflix, Hulu, and Amazon. Right. And they're saying, look, if you want to watch shows owned by Disney, you got to pay for our streaming. If you want to watch shows... that are on the FX channel, you got to watch our streaming. So they're going to make it to where there's all these different streaming companies.
Under one umbrella.
And then some company, much like a cable company, is going to step in and go, well, if you just pay us $25 a month, we'll give you access to all the streaming.
Right.
And
which
we're
is
back
exactly
to
what
cable
did.
And we're back to
and
cable.
And we're right back to the same beast.
Which, when you think about
my
it,
gosh.
All of these stations that are doing the streaming are all owned by like the three same companies. Like Viacom is owned by AT&T. I can't remember who owns CBS. It actually might be... It might be AT&T again, but AT&T owns like most of them.
Yeah,
so
AT&T,
of course they're doing
Sony
this.
And Disney.
Yeah, they're bamboozling us.
NBC is Comcast, somebody else, or somebody else.
But aren't they owned by Sony?
Are they owned by Sony now?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's
I don't
G
know. It's so confusing.
But yeah, they own a bunch of other stations too. So yeah, of course they're having their own streaming thing. This is the fix is in. This is exactly what they want to happen. Unfortunately, it's gonna. I think Netflix. We are still going to be watching Netflix 20 years from now. Is anybody going to be watching NBC Plus or whatever?
Probably not.
I know I won't.
Well, but what's going to save Netflix is Stranger Things.
Yep.
And Ozark and all these kind
but
of shows.
How much longer is Stranger Things going to go on for?
Well, there'll be another Stranger Things. There'll be another show like.
There'll be something
hard.
To take its place.
Yeah.
That third season, so much better than the second season.
Right.
I was ready to like throw in the towel after the second season. But oh, this third one was good. Yeah,
Rod just started watching it
like
today.
Today. I've had some things going on in my life for a little while now.
Excuses.
So I haven't been able to sit down and watch television undistracted. Although my son and I watched John Carter. I am sick of people telling me John Carter's a crap movie.
It's a good movie.
I love that movie. Roman and I just watched it.
Hold on a second.
What'd you do?
Wait, what's uh-oh? What happened?
We had like a buzzing sound. It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh.
Okay.
Roman and I watched John Carter the other night, and we loved it. Last night, we started watching The Fifth Element, because I'm trying to show Roman all the bad science fiction movies that I love so much.
Yeah.
Fifth Element is one of my all-time favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
It's good. Big bada boom. I love that movie. So yeah, we were watching that last night. So I'm back to watching television again without... I've sat still for 10 minutes. I'm either going to cry or get up and leave the room. So now I decided I'm going to watch Stranger Things.
It's great.
And I started watching it today and watched the recap and part of the first episode.
I came in like the first 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I
was like, Jonathan come on, comes in. He's like, we got to work. I'm like, damn you.
Donuts, bitch.
All right. Hey, Rod, did Jonathan tell you what he promised me he was going to do with me?
Whoa.
Okay. Hello. Okay.
Are we back to the R. Kelly thing?
No.
Oh my gosh.
What's going on?
Well, Jonathan's been really stressed out, and so I suggested that he do yoga, God. And specifically to go to the cat cafe and do cat yoga with me, and he said he would.
I did not.
It's recorded, Jonathan. It is recorded.
Oh,
you said
God,
you would
I
go with me
wait.
And do cat yoga.
Rebecca, I think as with most things with you, I just agreed so you would stop.
And you said you would do it on Facebook Live.
All right, you're right. I did say I'd do it.
John's doing cat yoga. Here's the thing you have to remember, though. If Jonathan tips too far forward, he's going to fall over because his head will get, the weight will get shifted, and then he'll just be stuck there. You know, like
that
a turtle on his back.
That will increase the viewership.
It'll be Roman.
That is the plan.
It'll be Jonathan with his head stuck to the floor. Roman? Yeah, I don't know why I said Roman, because I can see him out the corner of my eye over there sneaking around. Anyways, it will be Jonathan with his head stuck to the floor going, little help here.
Yeah.
Little help here, please.
For two hours.
Well, I said that it would be a good idea for you to go too, Rod, but Jonathan said, what are you trying to do, kill him?
Yeah, no, I don't yoga.
No, and I didn't mean like the physical toll. I think Rod would just rather be dead than doing cat yoga. Yeah. All I said was I would rather eat cat yogurt.
Which was weird.
With chunks of cat meat at the bottom, you know. Okay,
but that's what makes it good.
That's what makes it good because you got to stir
weirdest,
it up.
That's not like the weirdest like workout thing going on because Katy Perry's got something even more strange that she's doing.
Ooh, what's that?
She's doing a workout, but it involves lots of enemas. So that's
what
your option
hell?
Here. You can either do cat yoga or
get water shut up your ass.
Could she Facebook Live this too?
Ayurvedic medicine, ancient Indian healing system.
Okay, sadly, yeah. If Katy Perry said, I'm going to Facebook Live my enema, it would get more views than anything
Society
ever.
Society would shut down. If she said at 10 a.m. I'm going to live stream myself getting enema, people would not be showing up for work.
I have to admit, I myself would be sitting in front of the laptop going, well, I'm not missing this.
I keep refreshing.
Oh my gosh.
so she said you definitely
feel more energy. It basically lets you get all the poop
Enemagy.
Out.
But okay. I have never understood this. Like the health fitness craze and people do the cleanse and you drink this thing and it makes you poop and pee out all the toxins in your body and stuff. Uh-huh. I hate that crap.
I love that.
Okay, but people have been living with those toxins in their bodies their whole lot forever.
Do you know what it feels like when all of that is gone and like you don't have any more poop left in your intestines?
It's a good feeling. Is it really? You know,
I hate to say it.
I hate to say this because it sounds disgusting and just gross, and I don't want to associate with that. But if I'm going to be taking advice on health from, say there's two people in the room giving me advice on health.
Mm-hmm.
One is somebody who looks like she's 15 years younger than she actually is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the other one had a heart attack 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going with the lady. skinny, looks younger.
Cat yoga.
Wait,
is.
You're going with the skinny, healthy woman who doesn't eat
who
real
doesn't
food.
Doesn't have any poop in her intestines.
I mean, don't get me wrong.
But the
I
fat
love that
guy
sitting,
that had a heart attack 5 years ago, you're not listening to him.
I love that you're sitting here like, people have been disgusting and gross forever. Yes. And Rebecca's like, yeah, but you don't have to be. And you're like, yeah, you do.
Yeah,
like,
you do. Yeah,
she's like, no, I'm
it's
not.
A choice.
I'm
it's
telling
a
you,
choice.
It's a choice. You don't have to be. And you're like, ah. I'm just saying, in this one, I'm going to side with her. It's gross, right. But whatever.
All so, right. So Katie you Perry, enjoy having warm water shot up your butt and making
not,
you poop like Katy Perry.
That's not what she said. She likes a cleanse. It's not the same thing.
Everybody likes a good cleanse.
I don't.
No, they don't.
I will try one. What kind of cleanses do you do, Rebecca?
I've done a juice cleanse before. I did that for like a week.
See, that sounds
so
dirty
what is
too.
A juice cleanse? How does it work? What do you do?
Well, you have to use like, you don't drink like juice that you get from the grocery store. You have to actually like grind up different fruits and vegetables and stuff and roots and things.
Already sounds like a lot of work.
And that's basically all, you don't eat, you just drink that for like a week and it cleans everything out and kind of just resets
your metabolism.
This
is why you weigh 78 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done this one for a while. And then there's another like a toxin cleanse that you just drink the stuff like every morning. And
I know
man,
of a cleanse.
At first, it cleans like so much poop out of you. Like you need to be near a bathroom the first 24 hours. And then after that, then you're pretty solid.
I might do the juice.
Really solid.
I'm sorry. What is your
cleanse?
No,
I know of
on?
A cleanse that my friends used to do. It was real popular for a while. It's called Milwaukee's Best. And you drink a whole bunch of it. And then everything that's in your body just flushes out.
I think that's the opposite, where all the good stuff leaves, but
flushes out.
All that's left is
toxins.
It's
either coming out the top or the bottom, but one way or the other, it's all coming out.
All right, Rebecca, is that all?
That's it.
All right, thanks for joining us. Rebecca, thanks for joining us, all 11 of you. We'll be back with another show on Friday. Look for it Friday evening between 6 and 9.
And come eat lunch with us Saturday.
Oh, yeah, and Saturday we're going to be doing an eating greet at Minsky's at I-29 and Northwest Berry Road. I think it's across from Zona Rosa, somebody said. That sounds about right.
Minsky's on Berry Road.
Minsky's on Northwest Berry Road. There's two Minsky's on Berry Road.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, so it's Minsky's on Northwest, not Northeast, but Northwest Berry Road off of I-29. That Minsky's, we will be there at 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 20th of July. So if you're listening to this later, we're not going to be
there. You know, I put the
Rebecca
address
will be
up.
There too.
The wrong address up.
Will Starrett
yes,
claims he's going to show
be
up.
There.
But most importantly, Rebecca's going to be there.
Uh-huh. That's all you're really concerned about.
All right, Rebecca, thank you. Thanks to all 11 of you. Goodbye.
Take this, bitch.